The sound of a group called Them, and the title of the record, of course, Here Comes the Night. Right, before we're going to read out more cards, we've got some news for you. Here's great news for all RNI listeners. The History of RNI is the title of a new double LP, and it's now available to you for only 30 Dutch guilders. The History of RNI is not only a wonderful souvenir, but is a complete recorded documentary of the life of RNI, dating back to the early beginning up to this present time, and highlighting all the important events. Not only is this great double album yours to treasure, but it would make the ideal gift for one of your friends. Don't delay and order today. Get your History of RNI double album by writing now while stocks last. All you have to do is send your name and address and a money order of 30 Dutch guilders to History of RNI, Pirate Radio News, Post Box 102, Groningen, 8000, Holland. That address to write to again, History of RNI, Pirate Radio News, Post Box 102, Groningen, spelled G-R-O-N-I-N-G-E-N, 8000 in Holland.
And thank you very much to Graham for hopping in and giving you that little piece of information. A brand new album that is once again called The History of RNI, Post Box 102, Groningen, which is in the north of Holland. If you can't quite spell it out, then I suggest you look around a map and have a look for Groningen. It's one of the biggest towns in North Holland, and it's bound to be marked on your atlas. Anyway, there you go. I've got a card here from Christina Carey of 23 Apsley Crescent, Derby's Corner, Poole in Dorset.
Got one from Alan and Denise Watts of 19 Minnie Street, Haworth, near Keighley in Yorkshire. And they say, please tell Dave Knight in Leeds to stop sending in more than one card, as 2 weeks ago he had two name checks.
How did we miss that?
Oh, I don't know. Anyway, yes, everything arrived from you and Denise okay, Alan. So thanks very, very much for the records and my birthday gift and everything else you sent.
Right, and in actual fact, we're going to feature some of the records you sent in, because we actually very, very pleased with that particular pile of records, because we haven't got good copies on board. We've got a couple of very, very tatty copies, and the quality of yours was very, very nice. So, Alan and Denise, personal thanks from yours truly, and personal thanks from everybody on board the ship, because it sort of at least makes our library a little bit more complete in that direction anyway, especially with the Seekers records. Morning Town Ride is the title of the record, of course, comes from the Seekers in the year of 1966. And what's your card say, Lump?
My card says Trevor Colliffe of 29 Bedford Road, Clacton-on-Sea in Essex has got a correct entry.
Does it really?
Yes.
I've got a card here from, would you believe, Townsend the Pound. Yes, Martin Townsend to the Pound, Bloxham, Banbury in Oxfordshire, who wrote on the bottom of his nice piece of cardboard a sort of selection of records that he'd like to hear in the show one time. And actually, Martin, we have sorted out one of them, and it's coming up for you right now. From Cat Stevens, the title's Peace Train. Gone in the distance. That's Cat Stevens, of course, and a record called Peace Train. Right, more correct entries coming up for you. One here from Mr. Tony Jackson of 6 Woodley Avenue, Vriendbarnet in London.
We've got one from Sylvian de Costa of Ecole Salgreo, 120 Rue Gustave Delroy, 59210 Caudekirk in Branche, and that's in France. He says, please could we dedicate a record to her brother Eric and also her pen friend Susan, who lives in Shildon in County Durham, and she'll be 19 on the 1st of June. So many happy returns, Susan. And she'd like your song by Elton John.
Your wish, her command.
It's a little bit funny.
And a That's the record that put Elton John on the map, of course. The title was Your Song. Before we get into more cards, we got a little thing we've got to do.
Whether you're visiting Zurich for business or pleasure, the Nova Park is the hotel to ask for. The Nova Park Hotel is where people get together, with its ultra-modern rooms fitted with baths, telephone, radio, and television. The Nova Park Hotel is enjoyable to live in, and meeting there is always a pleasure. The hotel forms part of Europe's first business center, with conference and committee rooms with audio-visual facilities, a multilingual central secretariat, and offices placed at the disposal of today's businessman. The Nova Park Hotel also is a place to relax in, with a fully equipped fitness club, with qualified trainers and masseurs. All this, plus the Nova Park Hotel's excellent dining and drinking facilities, will make your stay in Zurich pleasant and successful. The Nova Park Hotel, Zurich, Switzerland. Telephone Zurich 542221. The Nova Park Hotel is where people get together.
Right, thank you, Daffy Don. And that is the place to go if you happen to be visiting Zurich. It's a really fantastic hotel. I've just got some thingy screeds from it, you know, pictures of the hotel and things, and it really is very, very nice. Anyway, if you ever go to Zurich, places, of course, the Nova Park Hotel. We've got more correct entries coming up for hit-back competition number 25, which, if you tuned in very late and missed the first part of it, was Flying Machine and Smile, A Little Smile for Me. I got a correct entry here from Michael Beck of 2 Hamburg 70, Levenberger Straße Ain or Eins in West Germany.
Got one from Matthew Hutchins of 33 Rockingham Avenue, Hornchurch in Essex.
And we've got a little record coming up to you from Little Piggy March. The title, I Will Follow Him.